The presentation methods, and there's a whole series of them, but I'd just like to give you some of the best ones. Remember, first of all, that a presentation should move from the general to the particular in a logical order, as we said about that, the ascending close. Present your product features in order of descending importance, most important to the least important. Number two is get the prospect involved and keep him involved. We know that a prospect that's sitting there like a lump of stone listening to you or watching you go through your presentation is not likely to say yes when you're finished. We find the very best salespeople are those who are active. They move, they talk, they use their hands, they use their face, they use gestures. They give the prospect information. They take the information back. They get him to calculate things. Now write this down, for instance. Or they sit next to him and they write things down and they ask him questions and get him to answer it. Get the prospect moving. If you can get the prospect to get up and come and sit at a table, come and sit in another office, come and sit at a coffee table while you make the presentation, all of these actions, getting the prospect involved, help him become more loosened up, if you like, and more amenable to making a buying decision later. If he sits there without moving through the whole presentation, you can be sure he's not going to move at the end of the presentation either. And one of the things which I have found, which has been very helpful, and I learned it 20 years ago, is that if a person's sitting there with a big desk in front of them and you're trying to make a presentation across the desk, ask the person if there's somewhere that you could sit where the person could sit next to you so that you could give them your presentation. If they say, well, this is all we've got, say, do you mind if I come around there and pick up the chair and drag it around the desk and make the presentation from behind the desk? Do you know, I learned that from a brilliant salesman when I was in my early 20s, and what he said was, it seems a little bit odd, but nobody will ever say no to you. And you know, I've used that with senior executives, chief executive officers, presidents of large corporations. I said, do you mind if I come around there and explain it to you? In my whole selling career, I've never had anybody say no. It's really interesting. And once you're on their side of the desk, in their territory, they're far more relaxed, far more comfortable, and far more open to your presentation. Use visual sales aids. They're 15 times more powerful than words. Remember, telling is not selling. The average attention span of the average prospect is 3 sentences. Once you have told 3 sentences in a row without asking a question, showing a picture, giving an illustration, demonstrating a benefit, 3 sentences in a row, and the person is gone. Remember, the average person thinks at about 400 to 500 words per minute. The average person speaks at 100 to 150. If you are speaking, the person has 2/3 of their time to think of what they were thinking about before you came in. And so if you're not asking questions, if you're just talking, you're not selling. Telling is not selling. Telling is not selling. Only asking questions is selling. The really skillful presentation is one where you take every single important piece of information that you have and structure it into the form of a question. Or at the very least, present the piece of information and then ask a question which requires a response. Information, benefit, ask a question. Information, benefit, ask a question. And begin trial closing very early in the presentation. The trial close is one of the most powerful of all closes. It's called the check close. And you use this throughout the presentation to get feedback from the prospect on how well you're doing, whether you're on the right track, whether you're talking about something that interests them. And some of the trial close questions that you can ask are, does this make sense to you so far? Is this what you had in mind? Would this be an improvement on your current situation? Or are we right so far? Or does that make sense to you? These are all questions that get the person to feed that back. For instance, you say, we have this in 3 beautiful colors, burgundy, chartreuse, and green. Which of these do you prefer? The person says chartreuse. Well, you don't keep talking about the other colors. You just go on from that point. If you say, now this will turn out something like 500 copies an hour as opposed to the standard model, which is only 250. Is it important to you that you have a lot of copies in a short period of time? The person says, no, we never turn out that many copies at a time, so it doesn't make any difference. You say, fine, thank you very much, and you keep going. Remember, all you're trying to do is find out, through detective work, what are the benefits that you offer in your product that are most important to the client. And when he says no to an individual benefit, all he's doing is giving you feedback, but he's not saying no to the entire offer. He's only saying no to that particular feature. The difference between experienced salespeople and inexperienced salespeople is that they dump an avalanche of information on the prospect, and they keep talking and talking and talking and talking until they've got the whole presentation out, and then they stop. The professional salesperson gives one piece of information and asks a question, gives another piece of information and asks a question, and gives a third piece of information and asks a question, and is always getting feedback, always keeping the customer or the prospect alert, interested, and involved in the presentation.